It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Vic had a puncher this morning. Yeah. On International Men's Day, she got a flat tire and got her husband out of bed. You couldn't write it.
Bless him. That's why I married him, you see. He jumped out of that bed, lads.
On to the rescue.
On to the rescue. In his Cove Rambler's scarf.
Did he? Where was that wrapped around his middle region? Did he have anything else on?
He did. But he made sure to put the Cove Rambler's scarf on before he left the house anyway.
Never leave the house without it.
Yeah.
So Vic is all over the shop. She's just having a cup of tea and she's...
Lads. I've only just landed.
I know. It's like when you wake up late for something and you're just
I won't be right for the day now.
You'll be fine. We'll have you back in action by 7.
Okay.
Do you relax?
All right.
I'm going to do VIPs.
Thanks very much.
I'm going to make a of it, but I'll do VIPs. Alright, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Kings of Leon are coming to Limerick. Do you see that, lads?
Listen, that's going to be a brilliant gig.
Oh my god, they're just such a good band live. So it's
surely
happening.
They're going to come to Cork if they're coming to Limerick.
No, the only Munster date will be Thomond Park Stadium. That's the 1st of July.
Okay.
You've heard it announced a couple of days ago. And also, oh my god, I was so happy to hear this. Yeah. Paul Weller is coming to the Marquee.
So good. That's going to be an epic gig.
Frontman of the Jam, Style Council, and then just seeing Weller doing his thing on his own. He is
all round legend.
He's the mod god, like, he and is, yeah. To see Paul Weller coming to Cork is big news. Yeah. If you don't know anything about Paul, hop on Spotify later on and listen to loads of old Jam. You're going to love it.
He's brilliant.
So that's great gig news for Munster and Cork. In other news knocking around this morning, if you're a fan of Ariana Grande,
yes,
who always sounds like an Irish farmer saying it's a lovely day. Ariana Grande. Isn't it?
Ariana Grande. You're right.
Ariana Grande has said her Eternal Sunshine tour will be her last hoo-ha, last hoorah.
All right.
So that means that she might be... she's probably going to go into the movie end of things,
I
think.
Oh, she's gone big into that. Yeah. Like, they've actually... I've got a clip. I'll play it for you in the next hour. They've been filming Wicked for... They've been filming those two movies for 5 years.
5 years
so
solid.
So she's been concentrating on musical movies for 5 years.
Do you know what? This is my VIPs now, madam. I'm going to play that clip.
Sorry. This is the trailer. The girl in all
your dreams. Is this the new Wicked?
This is the new Wicked. It's out on Friday.
Is it Wicked?
You can wave that wand all you want, but you have no real power.
I'm a public figure now. People expect me to fly. Be encouraging.
You can't resist this.
Who could?
You know who could.
There's a house, and it's flying through the sky.
I'm off to see the wizard.
Yeah, sounds
huge.
You
haven't seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
It's so good.
I'm not into musicals. I've never been really mad into them. But like, if you say it's excellent, I'll watch it.
I think it's amazing. I think you should watch it just for the cinematography and the costumes, the set design, everything. That is impeccable.
Have they got Munchkins or Minions in it or anything like that?
I'm not going to ruin it for you. You have to watch it.
Is there little Munchkins? Is there?
Not really, no.
No?
No, not really.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm not going to give away too much.
Do they do that thing where they're walking down the road, someone opens the bin and it's the bin song, time to sing the bin song?
No.
Everything's a song.
Well, there is a lot of songs in it, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. What else have I got going on in the world? Oh, Line of Duty. If you're a fan of Line of Duty, this is coming back as well. It's officially set to return for a 7th series with Vicky McClure and Adam Dunbar and all the gang. It's a brilliant show.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
What was the big line from that again?
I can't remember, but there was a line, you're right.
Oh god, anybody, 0868104106, what's the big catchphrase that everybody was saying? Something about donkey?
Oh, it's going to bug me now.
Was it something donkey?
I can't remember. There was a line that everybody was going around saying, yeah.
First person in with it, you got a bag of merch. I don't know what we'll put into it, but we'll throw something in. Line of Duty, what was the catchphrase from the last... Now, if you have this right, sir, if you have this right...
Jesus, Mary and Joseph and the wee donkey.
Yes! let's have a game called What Was the Year, my friend?
Okay.
What was the year? No Googling, no gandering.
Yeah, Kelly.
What was the year? Phones down, please. Face down. Hands on your head, Kelly Murphy. Thank you very much. Oh, she's in the arrest pose.
Is she?
Not the first time that's been happening, huh?
I'm gonna close the WhatsApp as well in case people start guessing.
Okay, no. Guess on WhatsApp if you think. Okay, here we go.
Oh, God, it's desperate. God, the mountains is brave and close now, right enough.
I love that.
Jeez, that's that Rory McSorley.
That's Rory. Now, what was the year of Frostbit Boy?
I reckon that's about 10 years ago, so I'm going to say 2015.
You're going for 2015.
I'm going to say 2011.
I was going to go 2011.
Oh, God, it's desperate. God, the mountains is brave and close now, right enough.
The mountains is brave and close now, right enough.
Yeah.
What is that?
Don't know.
It's poetry.
Authentic Derry gibberish.
The mountains is brave and close now.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Whatever it is, I love it. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter. But
now, you see, the thing I love about this video is each one of us in this studio, and most of you listening, will remember as kids going to school, and you had the inappropriate footwear on when it was snowy, and the ankles were absolutely burnt off you.
They were, yeah.
It went through your shoes, through your socks.
We used to get to school and then dry the shoes on the school radiators.
The radiators upside down. They had those massive industrial radiators. Yeah. Oh, my God. All right, here's Frostbit Boy.
Sure. It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't belong getting frostbit. And these new shocks that I got as well. You see, I had to turn the hill just up to my... Whatever, see... I had to turn the hill up to my foot there just so the sock would go longer. The mother got these trainer shocks on.
What the hell?
He lost the run of himself there.
Is he talking about turning up the hem or the heel? He says the heel of the trousers.
He pulls his trouser up to expose his black sock and his suede shoe.
Yeah, Derry people were a strange breed.
Anybody know what he's up to now?
He wants to be the King of Ireland. Rory McSorley has he's released a load of songs and everything. He looks like Aquaman. Have you seen him recently?
Oh, God, I've got to go look at this.
Long hair, beard, really handsome. Like, he's completely different.
I'd vote for him.
Okay, what was the year, Kelly?
2011.
15.
I'll go, just to be different to Kelly, I'll go 2012.
Rory takes it 2015.
Well done, Rory.
My word.
Be careful there now with your socks. You wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
With KC, love waking up in Cork.
Yes.
All right.
I know.
When is the Late Late Toy Show this year? It's
5th of November. Of December.
That's way too late.
Way too late.
Yeah, 5th of December.
Should be the week before.
I think it should be the last Friday in November.
Yeah.
I don't.
Because people are kind of holding back.
I'm going to a Christmas party that night.
All right, okay. When is our Christmas party, by the way?
On that night.
The 5th of December?
No, the 28th. That's why I'm saying it. I'm glad it's the 5th.
Oh, sorry.
Of December.
Okay, grand.
Yeah, yes, he's definitely going to that. What is it?
Yeah, it's an awful long way to go for an awful long tender trip home, you know what I mean?
But I'm going because I'm fun.
You're representing the show, and thank you for doing so. No better
actually,
lady.
Kel is as well, me and Kel.
I'm washing my hair that night, that's fine.
Extra security, please. Right, Kids of Cork, here we go. This is something we do on the show every single year. We absolutely love it. It's my favourite thing we do.
Yeah.
But we're going to find a school in Cork, okay? Now, this school, there's terms and conditions. We need loud children.
Yes.
We need the loudest kids in Cork. We need a hall of more. We need a big hall. And we need sound teachers who are okay with us invading their school.
Yeah.
For a morning. And then we're going to broadcast a whole lot of you, hundreds of kids in this hall, live on this show, as we do an official countdown and get things rocking. Okay, we do this every year on the show. It's great fun. And this is what I need you to do. So this is how it plays out. So we'll have Kira on stage. We'll hook up with her live. She'll do the countdown and the kids go bananas.
We have been chosen to do that job. Are you ready to do the biggest job in the Rebel County this Friday morning? Okay, are we
That is what we're doing.
I love it. All the feels.
All the feels.
So we need a school that's even louder than Skull Ursula, if that's possible. I don't think it is. Yeah. And what I need you to do right now, mums, dads, teachers, students, go to the Red FM Facebook page immediately. There's a post there. You'll see a very unusual looking Santa Claus. Jake did a mock-up thing again. You'll see it when you see it.
I've seen it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Tell us your school. Just nominate your school. Tag them in it.
That's right.
And we'll pick one lucky school. It's a random draw. And we will rock up. When are we doing this, by the way? Next Friday?
We are doing this on the 28th.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, next Friday.
So you have a few days to nominate your school. We'll go to the Red FM Facebook page right now. Sign up your school and we will be rocking over. Yeah. We'll pick one of you. We do this whole launch thing next week and it's going to be the crack. So very loud children, if we can find any extremely excited Christmas jumper wearing kids,
yeah,
we want to hear from you. Red FM's Facebook page right now, under the post for the switch on. Sign your school, sign your name. Oh my God, this feeling's just begun. You the man.
You the man.
That's Rory, everybody. That's our big, beautiful, baldy sportsman.
Aww.
And there's our fully headed, beautiful news lady. And there's Victoria Nichols. The lovely Victoria. The Queen Victoria. The Queen of Punchers.
I am today.
You sound like a playing card.
The Queen of Punchers, Victoria Nichols.
I'm delighted you made it into work anyway, Vic, and to just all the Covites who are offering to give you. You know that Brian, the taxi driver, was going to spin out and collect you and
Brian,
everything.
Brian, you're an absolute gent. You know that.
What a gent.
Fair play to him.
We spoke about this yesterday on the show, and I was interested to see the impact, the social impact of one man and his commentary about a sweet shop here in Cork. Roy Keane's video on his podcast. He's just basically walking around handing out sweets, but not just sweets. They're Cork sweets.
They are.
And Shandon sweets.
I've known them well.
Oh my God. Things have gone nuclear for them, apparently. Here's the video.
Oh, everyone's come back from Ireland. That's a famous shop in Cork. It's a gross fashion sweet shop. Oh, it's class.
I love that.
And they always said, the guy, I remember speaking to him years ago, he went, if we ever get too big, we lose what we are. It's like, nice and small, bit there for. Does it say on the front or all the shop?
Yeah, I just did a shout out, Shandon Sweets.
Yeah, but how old is it, does it say?
Oh no. Oh, established 1929.
Yeah. Wow.
Making the same treat.
29, yeah.
Same year as you, boys.
Oh, you got that on.
That was unnecessary from Jill, wasn't it?
I liked that.
What did she say?
She said the same year as you, Roy.
1929.
I like that.
I'm surprised there wasn't a headbutt or a sliding tackle that went in there.
What's that there?
Tucked away on John Redmond Street, Shandon Sweets, managed by Tony Lenehan, established itself as part of the fabric of Cork City, writes Breda Graham in The Examiner this morning. Apparently, the orders have been coming in so fast that they're going to have their biggest November and December ever.
Come on, the lads.
Like, orders are flying into the shop online at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I love that.
Where people are just discovering that video and going, all right, like, let's check
let's
these out.
Sweets, yeah.
Because the old school sweet shops are, you don't get a lot of them. There's very few. I think we've got Shandon Sweets. There's a place called Auntie Nelly's. You might have seen it around
right,
as well.
Yeah.
They do a lot of the old school sweets. What were the sweets you grew up with in school that you want brought back, lads?
Give me a Roy the Rovers bar, a Desperate Dan bar. No, give me 10 of them.
Explain Desperate Dan, remind
me. Desperate Dan were these orange bars with bits of black cold sugar things.
Yeah, what was that? There wasn't cold.
I don't know what it was. It was delicious and it made your teeth fizzle. Probably illegal at this point. And Roy the Rovers bars were pineapple and broke your teeth, but they were amazing.
Wow. I remember I used to love the Wham bars.
Okay.
And also the Highland Toffee bars. Remember those?
Wham bars are still a thing though. You can still find them.
Yeah, you can still find quite a few things. And Toffos, I love Toffos.
Kelly, we are so far out of your orbit, it's not even funny.
I can't even think of like ones that I used to have and they're not here anymore.
Kelly, are you familiar with the golf ball chewing gum?
Oh yeah.
I loved those.
Okay, classic. Golf ball chewing gums. Do you know what pear drops are?
I know what apple drops are, but okay. They'd be a Shandon Sweet shop.
Do you know what fruit salads are?
Were they like a chewish kind of thing?
Little kind of chewy thing.
Yeah, I remember those videos.
Blackjacks, anybody?
Blackjacks, yeah. They were unreal.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, you spent the whole day sticking your tongue out going, I know. Sherbet dip dabs.
Oh, they were good.
Oh, my God.
Are these not around anymore?
Rocket fuel.
They're hard to get, I'd
very
say.
Very hard to get.
Yeah.
Flying saucers that made your eye close.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like those.
No.
No, too sour.
mean, these, like, there was stuff in those that would start a car if you ran out of petrol. I swear to God. Let's see what else we got.
About rhubarb and custards. Remember those?
You know the little squishy marshmallow flumps, are they called?
Yeah.
They're still there.
Fizz Whiz, rhubarb and custard, and the aniseed balls. No, thank you.
Oh, I loved
those. Rotten things.
Yum.
Okay, the sweets of your childhood, please. 0868 104 106, your voice notes. The ones you remember now that you want brought back. And give old Shandon Sweets a bit of love this Christmas as well, because, you know, one of the old school shops in Cork. Goodbye, Roy.
KC, love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Now, Janice entered on WhatsApp this morning. I was like, I know that face from somewhere.
Oh.
Oh, we've met before, and she's been on, she was on a former quiz.
Oh, was she?
But she's jump shipped over to us.
Very good.
Thank you for doing, Janice. Missed your face.
Welcome, Janice.
I followed you.
You can follow us wherever you like.
Apart from home, because that's just weird. Yeah, but anyway. Yeah. It's lovely to talk to you again, Jan. Are you ready to take a grand off me?
I'm trying my best.
Okay.
Well done.
What part of the world do you in again, Janice?
I'm in the city.
Yeah.
Okay, in the city. 10 out of 10. So basically, it's pop culture questions. There could be movies, could be bits of sports, could be anything in here.
Yeah.
Give us 10 out of 10 in 60 seconds. Playing on your own, preferably. And we'll see if we can get you €1,000 before the big spending day.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Janice, who's the president of Ireland? The new one.
Captain Kennedy.
How many wise men were there according to the Bible?
3 wise men.
Who presents the Late Late Show?
Patrick Keelty.
What do Franciscan Well produce? Or did? They're closing down, aren't they?
Beer.
Question 5. What pop group had a hit called Love Machine?
I'm just a love machine.
It goes loud.
Yeah, question number 6. Michael Scofield is a character from what TV show?
Prison Break.
Soldiers of Destiny is the English translation for which Irish political party? Soldiers of Destiny.
Oh, Jesus.
Just give me
Sinn
one.
Fein?
You're going for Sinn Féin. Daft Punk from what country? France or Germany?
Germany.
Yeah, question number 9. What number jersey does a fly half wear in rugby?
10.
And skeptrophobia is a fear of what? Is it kangaroos or mirrors? Quickly.
Mirrors.
Okay, mirrors. Right on the money. Got on you, Janice.
Good round, Janice.
We got an answer for everything, and that's what we need. Now, the couple of guesses, let's see if they landed for you. Catherine Connolly is correct. 3 wise men, Patrick Keelty, and the Franciscan Well produce beer. Yeah, I think I read somewhere recently enough that they're closing down.
That's a shame,
that
isn't
is
it?
Horrible. Yeah. Horrible news. They were amazing Cork operation. Michael Scofield was from Prison Break. Daft Punk, France or Germany? Where are you going for, Vic?
France.
It's correct. Yeah. And actually, Soldiers of Destiny is the English translation for Fianna Fáil.
Never knew that.
I was going to say that as well.
I know. Anyway, the fly half does wear number 10, and skeptrophobia is a fear of mirrors.
Well done, Janice.
Janice, you missed it by 2. It's a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors. And now that you've done it once, you can come back and do it again. We'd love to have you back on. All right.
Take care.
Have a lovely day, Jan.
Bye.
Pop quiz back tomorrow. It's going to be very cold today. It's kind of big cold day, Vic, I think.
It is, yeah.
About 4 or 5 degrees across Cork today. Dropping down to -1, -2 tomorrow.
Wow.
Parts of Cork, secondary roads, could be very slippery this morning. So just extra caution if you are spinning around. All right, gang. Get on board the Facebook page if you want to nominate your school for the Christmas launch. And stand by if you want to go ice skating at the Alpine Skate Trail. We'll do that in a few minutes.
Okay. Red FM Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's, start your day the Mac Cafe way. Made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
Of course, good times, Red FM. What classic sweets do you want brought back? 0868 104 106. Oh my God, somebody just remind me of the jawbreakers.
Oh, do you remember those? Those things were massive.
You were literally, you put a snooker ball in your mouth.
That's what it was.
Massive things.
It's made to ages.
The sweet I would bring back that you cannot get anywhere, well, I can't find them anyway, is the good old aniseed twist.
Ah, Craig, manky things.
I like the aniseed balls.
Like, don't look at me. Don't look at me like I'm going to say clip that up, lads. I'm not going to do that. No, okay. Refresher bars from Darren.
Yeah,
you can still get them, Darren. I've seen them recently. Yeah. Bring back the Cola Frosties. About 100 Cola Frosties have come into me from Louise.
Yeah,
Desperate Dan bars. Now, Desperate Dan Roy the Rover bars. I think they might have came out of the same factory, rebranded Ellen. But yeah, can somebody please tell me what Postman Pats were?
I've no idea. That was a cartoon. That was a TV show.
It was the TV show, but for the sweet version of Postman Pat, were they like fruit salads? Were they like those little kind of, you know, 5p wrappy sweets?
Yeah, yeah.
Time bars from Tara. It's all about the chomp.
What about Cola Cubes?
Cola Cubes. Don't remember them.
Don't you remember those?
No, no, no.
Oh, I do.
Remember, I grew up in the west of Ireland in the 80s.
Right, okay.
Where we
what was available to you?
Turf sweets.
That doesn't sound very nice.
We used to break up turf and chew and... No, we didn't.
Yes,
we had
did.
All of these. We had the greatest bar of all time and it's gone missing. And I want it brought back because you'd take a bite out of it and then you'd pull on it and it would stretch for about a yard. It was the classic smiley. It was an orange... It was chocolate and this orange flavouring in the middle of it.
I never had that.
So it was like the first cousin of a chomp, but like a Protestant version. It was a Protestant chomp. Smileys, Protestant chumps. Red FM's Cash Machine. Please tell me you can get a smiley somewhere.
Oh, I love that.
Vicky's been on to me. Vicky, thank you for bringing back the smiley. Cola Cubes. Victoria V's. What were they?
I don't know. Victory V's.
Oh, Victory V's. No, sorry. Victory V's.
Victory V's.
Lads, does anybody remember the Witchy Poo ice cream? Oh, was it an orange? It was an orange witch, wasn't it, from HB?
What about the green and red Whopper bars?
Oh, you're going back.
Or Apple Jacks.
Listen.
Oh, lads, we're going to have to go down the sweet shop after this, aren't we?
I think so. Lads, win this jackpot. Open your own classic sweet shop.
Yeah.
Not near Shandon Sweets, though. Like, you know, just way down the road. Let's go. 8:42 in the morning. Let's get you €265,000. Text RED to 57557. The word RED to 57557. It will cost you £250 plus your standard message rate. You need to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. All the legal stuff is at redfm.ie. And the call is made on Friday between 3 and 4. Kira makes that call. We close the lines on Friday. Bang on. You will not be entered if you enter after 3 p.m. So you can also play this game online, by the way. And if you don't want to text in, if you're at your desktop, go to redfm.ie. You can play through the website. So the best of luck, everybody. If you're buying a ticket, a little digital ticket for this massive draw, this is a monster jackpot just before Christmas.
Yeah.
€265,000. How will January look with that jackpot in your bank? How will February, March, April, May and all of next year and the year after look? The ultimate holiday, whatever you need to buy, whatever you need to pay off, $265K is here. We're going to give it away. It's guaranteed to go. Text RED to 57557 and you are in. Red FM's Cash Machine. 8:43 in the morning. Here's Swifty, the faith of Ophelia. Lads, please stop talking about sweets at this hour of the morning. My brain is bursting.
Emotional, damn it.
True.
Sugar rushes all over the place.
Yeah.
Classic sweets you want brought back. Somebody's been on to me here. Let's go. Oh, Mark. Used to love the He-Man Masters of the Universe bars. Mark, they were the first generation of caramel Freddos.
Were they?
They were 10p, long, chocolatey caramel thingies. I'm gonna talk about this, and there's a whole generation of you listening that will go, sorry, what? Right, when we were kids, you used to go to a shop and with the old Irish money, 10p, you would buy a box of fake cigarettes. They were candy fags.
Candy sticks,
candy cigarettes, okay?
Yeah.
They were cigarettes designed for children.
Yes.
And you used to get really, really excited when the redder the tip was, the more red, the more it looked like an actual cigarette. The happier you were as a child.
It's so true.
Because you could pretend you were your mum and dad or auntie or granny, the chain-smoking granny.
Oh, bring back the 80s.
And kids would go along, walking around, holding cigarette candy sticks.
They would. Standing on corners of roads, just yeah,
gambling, rolling dice, and smoking candy fags.
True.
I swear to God, lads, it's bring them back.
Oh, bring back the '80s.
Yeah. Licorice whips from Ali, great call.
Yeah.
Penny caramels, Rossi, don't remember those refresher bars. Cola frosties all over the place.
Okay, yeah. Well,
Desperate Dan bars, time bars.
What were time bars again?
They were yellow. They had a clock on it, did they?
I don't know.
They were hard, chewy things.
Ooh.
Proper teeth breakers.
Yeah.
Like, what was the dental industry like in the back in the day?
It was brutal. That's why we've all got no teeth now, lads.
If you're right, innit?
Oh, filling central, cavity central.
You know it. I had a great clip there from somebody. Oh, yeah, here we go. Let's go.
Morning, lads. Does anyone remember the 18 crisps?
Oh.
They were 5p a bag. I remember I used to be walking back from the shop. I ain't getting on no plane.
Didn't Mr. T, didn't he do yoghurts or something as well? Or was it? Was it yoghurts?
Yeah, Mr. T had his own yoghurt.
That's right.
It was called a pettifaloo.
But I paid the fool.
A pettifaloo.
Breakfast. Let's go.
With McDonald's, the only way to start the day. Breakfast available every day until 11 a.m.
Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast.
With KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Red
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.